everyone. Happy Friday, and welcome back to Coaching with Carrie Live here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining me. We are continuing on in the message in regards to leading and motivating your team to success. We're in part five already. So the last four parts of this particular coaching series, I talked a lot about the tools in your toolbox as a leader in terms of figuring out key concepts of leadership and motivation. But the leadership concepts, how you lead more proactively than reactively, what effective leadership actually is, how you set your vision and clearly communicate that with your team, how you can help define each team member's role in achieving the vision, empowering the team members that you have, holding each other accountable, tracking and monitoring the results, and responding quickly when issues arrive. We talked about not leading by crisis, right, but rather by leading by objective and how you do that, and that you really need to develop those clearly defined goals and obtain your team's agreement on them in order to do that. And so we talked a lot about, you know, leading by objective and how it allows you to look beyond the distractingly small picture of a crisis and to focus on the purposeful big picture of the goals, which is really important as a leader. Then we went through your leadership tools and techniques, kind of the toolbox, if you will. And there was the 9 power tools, the organizational needs assessment that we talked about, how you do that and figure out where your organization really is at in terms of its needs, how you have to be as a leader in order to help that particular organization at that time and in that place, and how you set your goals, your priorities, and your strategies and the action plans that need to come from that, how you monitor the critical path dials, that technique to track the qualitative indicators on how well you and your team are actually doing in terms of completing the activities that are necessary to help you achieve those preset objectives that you put in place. The quadrant view and using that technique to objectively evaluate your team members and see where they're at. Who do you have working with you and where are they at and what do you need to do as a leader to get them where they need to be for them and for you? The performance wheel, right? That model that can be used as a tool to help you spot where the hole in this team member's actual performance is and then what you need to do to fix that and help them. And to get into performance, how do you talk to your people about getting into performance? What is that script? We talked about that. We talked about identifying the issue, using that technique to clarify an issue before moving into solutions with a person on your team or in your business. And lastly, we talked about outcome framing, which was that really powerful technique that is kind of that goes hand in hand with that identifying the issue in terms of helping team members get out of a problem or more of a victim or blame mindset and focusing on the positive outcomes that they really desire. As a leader, all of these tools are extremely important for you, and I hope that you will continue to use them as you build your business, as you build your real estate team, as you build your organization. And now we're moving on, as it starts in part 5, to more of the motivation part, the motivation concepts. Today we're going to talk about how do you motivate, what is motivation, what's motivation versus demotivation, how do you create that motivational environment, what's the business universe that you need to understand, and how does it work in terms of motivation. And then next week we're going to start moving on to the tools in the toolbox that you have in terms of motivation, because we talked about those leadership tools and techniques earlier on in these first 4 parts to this series. And these next parts are going to be the motivation tools and techniques. We're going to talk about the 5 power tools and techniques for your motivation toolbox. It's going to be called, a couple of them are getting the book, and it's an actual technique. It's about developing a really strong relationship with people on your team so that you can really lead them in the right way and you can help them succeed at a very, very high level. We're going to be talking about target planning and creating a balanced life. There is a behavioral assessment we're going to talk about, and you can use any behavioral assessment, but how do you use a behavioral assessment to get into stronger relationship with people and to really understand them and to help motivate them and lead them? And then how do you go through a consultative interview and that technique, and what does it do for you and your team members? And then, you know, how are you going to use these tools in your toolbox, and how is it going to help you truly create that motivational environment and build relationships with the people on your team so that they are truly motivated to be the best they can be, achieve the most that they can achieve for them, which always in turn means that your organization, your business is going to succeed at the highest level as possible as well. That's what succeeding through other people is all about. That's what this game is, right? This game of life in terms of being an entrepreneur and building something. Truly, if you're coming from contribution and you want to succeed, leave a legacy, it's through people that you'll do that, and you need to really truly understand that. So you have to work on yourself. You have to work on your leadership, and that's what this series is all about. So I hope that you're enjoying it. I appreciate you joining in, and today let's get right to it. Motivation. Okay, so what is motivation? People are always motivated. They just might not be motivated to do what you want them to do. Isn't that interesting? People are always motivated. They might just not be motivated to do what you want them to do. Motivation is a very personal current running through a person's psyche. It can be elusive. Sometimes people aren't even fully aware of what fires their own generators. The mistake that leaders often make is trying to charge their team from their own current. You might be able to get away with giving others a little jump start, but it will not last. It will have fizzled by the time they reach the curb. You will still feel the drain, though, right? In order to be truly effective and to create an atmosphere in which people are motivated to be high achievers in their personal and business lives, you've got to find out what motivates them. So what are some basic motivators? For a lot of people, it can be competition, acceptance, fear, status, recognition, love, achievement, money, religious beliefs, passions. All of those things can be motivators. But the thing is that motivators aren't a constant from day to day for people. As you construct an environment of motivation, you have to keep in mind that you will have to shift strategies occasionally. So consider the whole person. Motivation is just not a constant. Something that motivates you today could actually demotivate you tomorrow. For example, if money is a motivator for a team member, when they get a raise, their job satisfaction may spike, right? However, when they get home and figure out how much that raise means on a weekly basis, or if a spouse criticizes the amount of the raise, they could actually feel disappointment. Their job satisfaction could dip at that point, even though they're attaining more money. It's important for you to answer this question for yourself, obviously, hypothetically speaking, as I'm not in a direct conversation with you, but write this down and remind yourself to do this exercise. Ask yourself how you motivate yourself when you're not feeling motivated to achieve business objectives. How do you motivate yourself when you're not feeling motivated to achieve them? And that helps to sometimes just kind of understand generally how other people might feel. Now, don't make the assumption that everyone's like you, because of course that's not the case, but the reality is you have to be in tune with what motivates you when you're not feeling motivated to achieve certain things or to do certain things, and so that will help you just to have an open mind about what other people might feel like as well at certain times. Especially as a leader, it's important to remember that, right? If you want people to be motivated to achieve their environment, or to achieve, their environment must be rich in positive stimuli, right? They have to be. The elements that drive a motivational environment is that team members are achieving their personal goals, that they're a great fit for their job, that the team functions at a very high level and the members truly care about one another. If they don't have all three, you guys, motivation sinks. But when you do have all three, your team is unstoppable. The environment is charged with energy when you have all three of these elements. When the team members are achieving their personal goals, when they're a great fit for their job, and when the team functions at a really high level and the members truly care about one another. And they function as a team. When this happens, your team and your business can truly be unstoppable. So what do you need to do when you're thinking about your own organization, your own business, your own team? What do you need to do to make sure that the team members are achieving their personal goals? Do you even know what their personal goals are? Now, I'm saying personal goals, meaning, of course, part of that will be their business, you know, goals that they have as they fit into the team. But the other goals in their life, do you even know what those are? And are they achieving them? And how are you helping them achieve them? How is their business funding their perfect life? How is their success in your organization funding their personal goals or funding their perfect life? You need to figure that out if you don't know. Are they a great fit for their job? Did you do your due diligence as a leader and really, really identify if this person was a fit for their job? Are they qualified? Do they enjoy it? Are they stressed out all the time? Are they using their natural behavior styles and qualities and characteristics? Does it kind of come naturally for them? Because I'll tell you, if it does, you're going to have much higher retention. They're going to be much higher achievers. They're going to have a lot less stress because they are able to be themselves and be successful. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this later on. It's really, really important when you're identifying talent, you guys, that you don't just put bodies into spots, right? Because that isn't going to serve them or you well in the end. And it really is not a motivational environment at that point. So make sure they're a great fit for their job. And if they're not, figure out why. And is there a different seat on the bus you could put them on? Do you need to find somebody else for that job? And then the team functions at a high level and the members truly care about one another. You need to create an environment where it's trusting, where they do care about each other, do things that you know, that they can do together that builds rapport, team building. You need to care about them and show that reciprocity, and then that will encourage them to do it. Give them positive ways to have sideways accountability with one another in a really healthy way. As a leader, this is all on you in terms of leading by example, encouraging that, making sure you're never pinning, you know, them against each other, that you're not allowing any of that detrimental culture stuff to come into play here. And the team, when it functions at a high level and everybody's achieving their personal goals and then they care about each other and then they're all, and then you're all achieving your goals together as a team, and everybody wants to be on the winning team, right? You're the winning team. I will tell you that it really will be truly an unstoppable organization that you're leading. It'll be an amazingly fun opportunity for everybody involved, and everybody's going to have the biggest life possible, which is what we all were born to have. So that's a really, really important thing. So assess your environment. Is it motivational, and are all three of these elements in place, and at what level and where could you improve them? Because that will make a huge difference into 2017 as you create that environment for your organization and for your team members. So something called the business universe. And this is the source of motivation, energy, and support within that business. Okay, so the business universe graphically illustrates the energy flow on a team and the relative closeness of team members to you and to each other. It helps you to visualize how the team is doing as an element of the motivational environment that we just spoke about. So this is more of a visualization. So initially, as a team forms, energy will flow out from the leader to all of the team members, right? And as the team develops, energy will begin flowing from side to side among peers within the team. And then as the team matures, energy will start coming back to the leader. And on a high-functioning team, a team with great motivation to achieve your preset objectives, everybody is basically uniformly supportive. It, like, all flows uniformly. What often happens, though, is that energy cliques develop or someone begins to feel isolated. And these spurs can drain energy from the team as a whole and from you as the leader, also infusing the environment with demotivation. So these spurs could occur after everything from serious conflicts to seemingly trivial events. And as the leader, your job is to construct an environment that fosters uniform energy and support. So a great exercise for you as a leader to do is to draw your organizational chart as a business universe map. Illustrate the energy flow. Show who is close to you and who is further away from you. This could be an aha for you, because sometimes we go in our day-to-day, we kind of recognize these things, but we kind of just dismiss them as well. We don't understand how important this is, and then we kind of don't make it a priority. So visually speaking, when you think of the business universe, there's a circle in the center, and that's you as the leader. In fact, you might want to like shade that in or put me in there or something like that to remind yourself that you are the leader in the center. Then you're going to have circles all around you. It almost looks like a snowflake if you were to connect the dots. So if there's five people on your team, three people on your team, there's circles around you on the outside peripheral. And there's arrows going between the circles. But don't put the arrows between the circles unless you know there's actually energy flowing from and to those people. So right now, if you're building a team and all your energy is going out to your people, they're not bringing you much energy, or they're not bringing much flow of energy, motivation, and support to each other yet, it's just going to be arrows pointing out to those circles away from you. Eventually, you want to get it where there's arrows pointing from your people on the peripheral, that they're helping and supporting and motivating each other as well. So now there's energy flowing from you to them and then from them to each other. Ultimately, what you want is the arrows to have double sides, that the flow is coming from you to them, from them to you, from them to each other, both ways back and forth. And ultimately, every flow of energy, motivation, and support is flowing to every person. But you might have somebody that's over here, you know, you've got yourself, and then you've got two or three people around you close to you in your circle, energy's flowing back and forth, and then you've got this person way kind of far away who just kind of doesn't come in, isolates themselves, doesn't help others, others aren't helping them. You're flowing energy out to that person, but they're just all by themselves, and they're flowing nothing back to you, and certainly no one else is flowing anything back to them. That's the person you need to be concerned about. That's the person that you need to help and get back into this business universe as a unit with all of you. They need to fit back into that circle, and they need to be reciprocating the source of the motivation, energy, and support, because if that doesn't happen, it truly creates a demotivating environment overall for everybody on the team. And so just look to see if in that organizational chart, if you have an issue with energy flow, if you have an issue with that business universe and that motivation in terms of that environment right now, if there's somebody that you need to kind of reach out to and get back engaged, or maybe they don't want to be there anymore and you need to release them to the industry, whatever you need to do It's really important to make that decision as a leader because it affects everybody in that organization, right? Not only that person, which it's your responsibility to that person as well, but it affects everybody else in the team as well in terms of that demotivation and that environment that is created for motivation for your organization. And that is not just for you to succeed. Like I said, that business universe and that motivational environment is for them so that they can succeed at the highest level possible and then you succeed through them. That is your job as a leader, is to make sure that those that you bring into your world succeed at the highest level possible. So hopefully this gives you some motivation today to create a more motivational environment, to look at your own business universe. What is going on? Where is that energy flow happening? Where is that source of motivation, energy, and support flowing from and to? How is it? Is it functional? Do you have people that are hitting their personal goals? Do people feel like for the job? And is the team functioning at a high level together and truly caring about each other? You have missing links. Everybody does. Find out what those are and work on those from now till the end of the year so that in 2017, as you move forward, you have a phenomenal motivational environment, a great culture among your team. People are motivated, and that you as a leader are more motivated to work on yourself, which ultimately is going to impact your people positively, and that that business universe that you put yourselves in every single day is one that makes your life and your business better. Thanks so much, you guys. Join me back here next Friday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to start talking about the motivation tools and techniques in your toolbox, and we're going to start with getting the book and that particular technique, which I think you're going to find to be very, very interesting. So join me then. Thanks again, you guys. Have a great weekend. Make it a great one. Bye-bye.